Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from our gospel reading of John. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. That's far the text. I wish that day were today. I wish Christ would come back to take us to himself today, like he has Carol. I wish that tears were no longer a thing, that there was no pain or disease or COVID or pneumonia or sin or death. I wish that that silly phrase, a new normal, wasn't real, that the normalcy of our lives didn't get turned upside down to such an extent that we didn't even recognize it anymore. I wish that children didn't have to decide whether or not to stay at their mother's bedside or take the long drive back home, not knowing if they would ever see her again. I wish that grandchildren and great-grandchildren didn't have to stare at a collage of pictures flashing on a TV screen, but instead could see their grandmother face to face. I wish that sin didn't bring death to all of us, and that death weren't an inevitable part of this life. I want that day to be here. I want that mansion. I want those many rooms and the eternal Father's house. I want that here for us, right now, today. But it isn't. And that hurts. Today hurts, and tomorrow will too. In fact, on this side of heaven, there will never be a day in which pain and the pain of death won't touch our lives and prick our hearts. And some days will be pricked more deeply than others, but not a single one of them will remain untouched. We can regale ourselves with good times remembered and wonderful stories of the past 88 years of life. Those stories are good. Those memories are precious. Carol brought a great deal of love, wonderful memories, into the lives of all of those that she loved. She was a daughter and a wife and a mother and a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a friend. She was a Lutheran. She touched each of our lives in different ways that were unique to the relationship that we had with her. This is good. This is exactly how it should be. Recount and retell those stories, all of them, that pop up in your minds when you think of her. Hold them dear. I even came to learn that Carol was instrumental in calling Pastor Rolf to Wheat Ridge Evangelical Lutheran Church all those years ago. If it wasn't for Carol, he said to me, I wouldn't be here. That's amazing. And to remember all those years ago to that first church service where Carol and her new pastor sung the liturgy together is a good thing. But that memory can only bring a fleeting kind of comfort when what is really needed to deal with Carol's death is a comfort that will never end. As our sermon hymn said, there is a time for everything. I wish that there wasn't. I wish that there wasn't a time for death and dying, and mourning, and crying. But on this side of eternity, that is just the reality of our situation. And so we come with sad hearts and restless souls, seeking that true comfort that can't be found only in fond memories and good times past, because those things can't deal with death. And death is what needs to be dealt with today. Carol's labor has ended. Her race is finally run. A room is prepared for her, and she's already picked out the color of the curtains. And for that, we can be thankful and rejoice, even as a tear moistens our eyes, even as her death is now a very major part of our own labor and is at the forefront of all of our minds today. Carol is a baptized child of God. Even to this day, she is a baptized child of God. Her eyes looked up to the hills, as our introit said, and received the help that only comes from the Lord. He was, he is Carol's God, and Carol is her, is his little child. Today, Carol rests in the arms of her Savior. She is with her Lord Jesus in her Father's house, sharing a place with Orvin and Wendy, a place that was promised to her long before she was ever even born. All pain is gone. All tears wiped away from her eyes. She no longer has to suffer with the things of this fallen world, with COVID isolation, Thanksgivings skipped, Christmases zoomed. But above it all, she no longer has to deal with sin and all the effects that sin brings with it. None of that is there for her any longer. It's just Carol. Carol and her Lord Jesus. And the myriad saints that have gone before us and have all found rest from their labor. Carol is in that heavenly house, place set at the dining table, enjoying the wedding feast of the Lamb, which has no end. I only had the privilege of knowing Carol and serving as her pastor for not even a year before COVID hit. So I didn't know all that much about her and her history here at Wheat Ridge. I didn't know about her wonderful large family, the love that she had for her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. To all family and friends, I am sorry for your loss. I'm sorry that death has taken her away from you. I'm sorry that daughters, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren can't go visit Grandma or pick up the phone and hear her voice. I'm sorry that death comes to us all and brings a shadow that covers those who remain here. Despite this last crazy year, I would see Carol, though, here at church more than I didn't. Receiving the gifts Christ hands out here, that was important to her. To have sins absolved and the word proclaimed and her baptism reminded of and to partake of her Savior's Holy Supper, well, it was going to take more than COVID to take that away from Carol. Her constant was Christ. Her life was in him. Her life, even right now, is in him. What other comfort for us can there be except the comfort of the resurrection in Christ? And isn't that the wonderful thing about our Lord? He has promised to work good through all things, and amazingly, beyond all reason and all logic, God has even worked eternal good for Carol through death. Death is the greatest of enemies. Those who were able to visit Carol in her last couple of days can attest to this. It should never be seen as a friend, for it has come to us all through sin. But our Lord is able to turn this enemy of death into a portal from the misery of this fallen world of sin and pain and COVID and suffering to the everlasting joys of heaven. This is Carol's eternal reality, even as we are still walking in this valley of the shadow of death. Even as we still have to wipe away our own tears from our own eyes. For Carol, her pain is gone, her tears too, and more than that, all of the sin that brought about all of these horrible things and the sin and the pain, it's gone forever. And death has been wiped away from her too, never to touch her again. And yet the valley of the shadow of death is still before us. We wish that we didn't have to fear it. We wish that we didn't have to weep at occasions like this, but weep we do, for the evil enemies of sin and death and the devil still ravage our fallen flesh. And yet we all have the same good shepherd that Carol has. Jesus the Christ is still here, especially here today, bringing his cross and his resurrection in his word, declaring to us that we can come to him and find rest. Our burden is his. This burden of death is his, and he has taken it and nailed it to the cross and buried it deep in the grave, never to come out victorious again. He has traded our burden with his yoke. You are yoked with Christ. You are one with him, one with all of those who make up the body of Christ, one with Carol, even right now. Christ's victory over sin and the grave, it's Carol's victory over sin and the grave, and it is yours as well, even right now, especially right now, when it seems as if death has won the day. It hasn't. Christ has. And his victory is yours, just as sure and secure as it is Carol's. So we can say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. He has given Carol the victory of the cross in full. This victory is yours as well, and it's a victory in Christ. Death has not won. Christ is risen. So has Carol in spirit, and one day in flesh, so will you. You have what she has, and you both have what Christ has. Christ Jesus calls us to himself with our heavy laden burdens. He calls you this very day. He'll call you on Sunday, next week too, each and every single Sunday to follow, to himself, and he will give to you his victory over sin, the devil, and the grave. He will sustain you until the day when you are brought home to be with your Savior. That last and final day when your perfectly resurrected bodies are brought forth from the grave, never to taste the pain of sorrow or suffering or sin or death again. That day, your own eyes will see Christ your Lord and Carol too, standing right next to him. Standing there in the glory of a resurrected body that has overcome death through Christ our Lord. In the words of the comforting promise of our gospel reading, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Christ is risen. In him, Carol is too. The same promise is yours. There's nothing else to say. In the name of Jesus.